Amen. I want everybody to say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is good.
And His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is good.
And His mercy endureth forever. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You. And we praise You for this morning, Lord. We say the Lord is good, and we say Your mercy, Lord, endureth forever. And it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And Thy mercies and Thy faithfulness and Thy goodness are renewed unto us every morning. Therefore, Lord, we give You all the praise. We give You all the glory. Father, glorify Thyself in the message of the Lord this morning and fulfill the desire of every heart, Lord, and that very purpose that You have in our lives for understanding the will of the Lord and understanding Your mercy in our lives. We pray, Lord, that You will reveal it unto us today in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap as we be seated. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I'm going to share a few words in the message of the Lord with us on the mercy of the Lord. The message is the mercy of the Lord. And I'm going to start at Exodus chapter 33. And I'm going to read at verse 19. Now this is Exodus 33 and verse 19. And we are speaking on the mercy of the Lord. And He, that's the Lord, said unto Moses, I will make all My goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Now we see the Lord telling Moses what He's going to do. And telling Moses here how He is going to show His mercy to whoever He wants to show His mercy to. And how He is going to be gracious to whomever He is going to be gracious unto. So the Lord told him ahead of time what He's going to do. And in Exodus 34, starting at verse 5, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Now that's the Lord proclaiming the name of the Lord. See, so the Lord is going to tell us about Himself. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed. Now this is what the Lord has to say about Himself. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and in truth. How many of you can say praise the Lord today? Now that's the Lord declaring His own attributes. This is the first thing that God wants to do about Himself. Moses said, show me Your glory. Show me Your face and so forth like that. The Lord said, well, you're not going to see My face, but I'm going to pass before you and I'm going to declare the name of the Lord to you. And when He begins to declare the name of the Lord, see, He said, I'm going to proclaim the name of the Lord. And when He begins to proclaim, see, mercy and goodness, abundance of mercy is synonymous with the name of the Lord. The Lord begins to declare His name and He says, well, see, this is the Lord. I am the Lord, basically the Lord God. Merciful, that's the first thing. And gracious. Long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands. Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Now, this is the thing that the Lord begins to say about Himself. That's the first part that He wants us to know about Himself. Now, this is the goodness of the Lord. Now, the second part is His righteousness and His severity. See, now, He says that He will also by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. But, see, if you receive the mercy of the Lord, then you don't have to deal with the severity. See, but if you reject His mercy, then you are going to have to deal with the severity. And the mercy of the Lord came packaged. His name is Jesus Christ. He came down. You know, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But that's really His mercy. Because He could have decided that He's going to wipe off the whole human race and created a new set of people and so forth. But because of His mercy, He decided to redeem us. Now today we're going to show the mercies of the Lord. Now sometimes people think that when we're talking about the mercy of the Lord, we're talking about His mercy only to forgive sin. Well, that's not what we're talking about only this morning. We're going to show the mercy of the Lord from Genesis to Revelation and throughout the entire universe. And in every sphere of our lives, it is all about the mercy of the Lord. See, without the mercy of the Lord, we wouldn't even be here today. So let's begin to read at 2 Chronicles chapter 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, I'm sorry. And I am going to read in verse 14. And we're going to show that there is no God like our God that shows mercy to His people. 2 Chronicles 6 and 14. So now, this was Solomon and all of these things when he was dedicating the temple and so on. And he said so many wonderful things about the Lord. And here's what he said. And he said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. There is no God like the Lord that shows mercy. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, one of the greatest ways to praise the name of the Lord is very simply, one of the greatest ways to bless Him, you know, and to worship Him and to exalt Him is very simply to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. I'm going to show you in the scriptures. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 33. And then we're going to come back to Chronicles. Jeremiah 33. And I want to read at verse 11. Jeremiah 33 and verse 11. Now we're talking about the mercy of the Lord enduring forever. Now Jeremiah 33 and 11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, see, praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Now, that's something that the people of God don't say enough. They don't say enough about the mercies of the Lord. You know, but this morning we want to show that God wants us to exalt His name by saying, the Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever. You know, that's one of the greatest ways to praise and to bless the name of the Lord. And He says, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And the voice of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise. See, that's the kind of praise He wants. He wants the people to say, the Lord is good. Now, can everybody say the Lord is good this morning? Say it again, the Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever. That's right. And He says, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land and so forth. When they begin to say the mercy of the Lord like that, then the Lord will remember His covenant and He will bring goodness and restoration to the people. Now turn back with me to 2 Chronicles. But this time I'm going to chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now there is a story here that I'm not going to read, but I will paraphrase it a little bit. And it is about a king of Israel that is called Jehoshaphat. And there was a situation that Jehoshaphat faced that was kind of dreadful. And they didn't know that they could go up against the hosts that were coming against them. But here's what Jehoshaphat did in 2 Chronicles 20. I don't want to read the whole story. I just want to read this part of it. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. Now you've heard me preach on this before. And they should say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. See? Now, that's how they got the victory. Just by saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And as they began to do that in verse 22, and as they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against their enemies. That's the children of Ammon and Moab and so forth like that, and Mount Seir, who were come against them, and they were all smitten before the face of Israel. Just because the people got in unity and they began to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Now again, this is when Solomon was dedicating the temple and so forth like that. And here is something that happened. Something remarkable happened when the glory of the Lord would come down. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 13. Now it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one. Now that's important. See, to make one sound. Now when we are praising the Lord and so forth like that, if we are not as one to make one sound, well, you know, maybe the glory of the Lord wouldn't come down and inhabit the praise like it did here. But when they were as one to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You know, now, I can't say enough of this because the Lord, he told me. He said, the people don't say the goodness of the Lord enough. And he wanted me to declare it to us this morning. Now, we need to be saying the Lord is good, and to be saying that his goodness and his mercy endure forever. How many of you understand that this morning? See, now this is the way that they were saying it. They said they praised the Lord, and they said, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And when they did that, he said that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house on account of the people saying, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. How many of you can say that again this morning? Say, the Lord is good,
the Lord is good,
and his mercy,
endureth
forever. Now, as I said before, we're not talking just about the Lord's mercies in forgiving sin, but his mercy does forgive sin. See? But we're talking about every aspect of our lives. I mean, the very fact that you are sitting here this morning is the mercy of the Lord. The fact that the universe is out here and the earth stays in orbit and doesn't get thrown away and so forth and things, you know, and all of the goodness of the Lord upon us is just of the mercies of the Lord. And we're going to talk some more about that this morning. But I want to read from one man in the Bible that knew more than anybody else how to proclaim this mercy of the Lord. His name was David. I'm going to read some Psalms this morning of how he proclaimed the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. And I want you to begin to turn with me to the book of Psalms. We're going to start now. Because of time, if I were to stay here and read every verse in the Bible where the Bible talks about the Lord being good and his mercy endure forever, we would stay here till the end of today. So I just picked out a few verses. Because indeed, the mercy of the Lord is shown from Genesis to Revelation throughout all the scriptures, everything that ever happened. Now, turn with me to Psalms 100. I'm just going to pick out a few verses here. Psalms 100, and we're going to read verse 5. Psalm 100 and verse 5. Now, this one I want everybody to read it with me. Psalm 100 and verse 5. What does it say? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Now, the Lord, he loves to hear that. See, he loves to hear the people say that the Lord is good. Because he himself said it. He said, the Lord God, gracious and merciful. See, he said it about himself, and he loves to hear the people say it. But the people don't say it enough. Now, Psalm 103, I'm going to read verses 8 and 17. And I'm going to read so many verses through these Psalms, and then we'll end somewhere that the Lord is going with this message. Now, Psalm 103 and verse 8. He says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And verse 17 of Psalm 103 says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto your grandchildren, basically children's children and so forth like that. You know, down through the generations. His mercy is everlasting. How many of you say praise the Lord? Now, Psalm 106 and verse 1. Turn with me to Psalm 106 and verse 1. And I want us to read this one together. Psalm 106 and verse 1. Let's read it together. Say, praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. See, throughout the Psalms, like I said, this phrase about the Lord being good and his mercy endureth forever, it's all over the Psalms and it's all over the Bible, even before the Psalms, like I showed you in Chronicles and so forth like that. Now, Psalm 107 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Same thing again. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, are you the redeemed of the Lord this morning? Now, some of you may not have experienced this mercy of the Lord in your life, or you think you haven't experienced it, but the fact that you are here today, you are experiencing the mercy of the Lord. And at the end of this message, the Lord is going to show his mercy to everybody that is here today. So you just enjoy this as we bless the name of the Lord with the goodness and his mercy, telling him how good and how gracious he is to us. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. And I'm going to read verses 1 and 4. And then I'll jump down to verse 29. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. See, let them now that fear the Lord. Now, if anybody is in here that fears the Lord, I want you to say it with me in verse 4. See, let them now that fear the Lord say what? That his mercy endureth forever. Now, we cannot say that enough. And you'll find out at the end of this message why this is so. Now, so we're laying the foundation for the goodness of the Lord, reading it throughout the scriptures. Psalm 118 and verse 29 of the same psalm that we're in. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is what? For he is good. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. Now, it seems like this is redundant because he keeps saying the same thing, the same thing. Same. No, it's not. You better get some practice. Because this is what the cherubims and the seraphims, see, they do this all night long, all day long. They stop not and they cease not, saying, holy, 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 and so forth. Well, see, but this is one aspect that they cannot really say. This aspect is for the redeemed of the Lord, to say that the Lord's mercy endureth forever. See, they can say the Lord is holy and all that kind of stuff, see, but they've never been redeemed. And they don't know what it is to have the victory like we do. So we have something over them that we can say, the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. How many of you can say that with me this morning? The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Psalm 136. Psalm 136 now. If we were to read the whole of this Psalm 136, every single verse of Psalm 136 ends with, for his mercy endureth forever. Now take a look at it yourself. Don't take my word for it. Psalm 136, there are 26 verses in Psalm 126, and every one of those verses, he punctuates it with, his mercy endureth forever. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. And so on and so forth. And he begins to tell all of the wonderful things that he does. And every time he punctuates it with the mercy of the Lord that endureth forever. Everything that he does is because his mercy endureth forever. There is no other psalm that explains it as well as this Psalm 136 does. Everything he does, it's because of his mercy. That the Lord even looks down and beholds us, is high and lifted up, but he dwells among those who tremble at his word and who are humble before him. It is because of his mercy. Everything that he does for us, the blessings, the protection, the all of the things we enjoy from the Lord, even when the Lord, when he defeats our enemies for us, it is because of his mercy. He says here, he overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. That's verse 15. For his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings. Can you say it? For his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings. For his mercy endureth forever. And so on and so forth. And in verse 24, he says, and he has redeemed us from our enemies. For his mercies endureth forever. And who has redeemed us from our enemies? I like to say that again. For his mercy endureth forever. And verse 23, he has remembered our low estate. Now, how many of you are here this morning in your low estate? Perhaps you are visiting us from the homeless shelters and so forth like that. And you say, well, you know, I don't know about his mercy. Well, it is the mercy of the Lord that even brought you here today to hear about the mercy of the Lord. See, and it is the mercy of the Lord that's going to lift you up from your low estate. How many of you can say praise the Lord to that? Sure. Last week we told you about it, and you could see the mercy of the Lord delivering the people all over this place last week. And today the mercy of the Lord is here again, and he will lift you up. Amen. He will set you up among princes. He will deliver you from the snare of the devil. Now, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, the God of heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. And on Psalm 145, if you want to turn with me to Psalm 145, Psalm 145, and I'm going to read just a couple of verses. Verses 8 and 9. It says, the Lord is gracious. Now, it's resonating his mercy and his graciousness all over the Bible. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He is slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. The devil will tell you that that's not the case, but the Bible says the Lord is good to all. Amen? The Lord is good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works. And all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. And the best way, one of the best ways to bless the name of the Lord, I'm showing you from the scriptures this morning, is to just say, the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Even if you don't know how to pray, you say, well, I'm a little kid or whatever, I don't know how to pray, you can just say, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And if you can say that, that touches the heart of God more than just about anything that I know, because the Lord is good. Because he proclaimed that about himself. Now, Psalm 147 and verse 11. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. He also takes pleasure in those that hope in his mercy. Now, do you hope in his mercy this morning? If you do, the Lord is going to take pleasure in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, sometimes, you know, as people, we think that when we're talking about the mercy of the Lord, you know, like I said before, that we're just talking about, well, you know, the mercy of the Lord will forgive my sins when I call upon Him and so forth. And He does that. See, but His mercy is beyond that. It's about everything that you even breathe. His mercy is even upon the unrighteous. He makes His sun to shine upon everybody. That's the mercy of the Lord. Even the people that hate the Lord, well, their time is coming, see, that the Lord is going to judge them. But right now they are enjoying the mercies of the Lord. See, everybody's enjoying the mercies of the Lord. You're enjoying, you know, His goodness, the air we breathe in, the sunshine, the rain, and all of these things. It's all the mercies of the Lord. The mercies of God for forgiveness of sins. The mercies of God for salvation. The mercies of God for healing, for deliverance, for protection, for prosperity, for long life, for even eternal life. It's all the mercies of the Lord. Now listen to what Jeremiah said in Lamentations. Lamentations 3 and 22. If you want to turn with me, Lamentations, just right after Jeremiah. Between Jeremiah and Ezekiel, right in there. Jeremiah 3 and verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Greater is Thy faithfulness, O Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. See, now, it is of the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. Now, the Bible does say, though, for those of us who have received His mercy, that we should also show mercy to others. And if Jesus declared Himself, He said, one way that you can guarantee that mercy of the Lord in your life, I'm going to tell you one way that you can guarantee that you will always have the mercy of the Lord in your life. Well, the two ways. The Bible says He shows His mercy to them that fear Him. We've read that throughout all the scriptures. The mercy of the Lord is unto them that fear Him. See? So, if you fear the Lord, the mercy of the Lord will be with you. But He also says, Jesus also says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7, if you want to turn with me to Matthew 5 and 7, He says, blessed are the merciful, for they themselves shall do what? They shall obtain mercy of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, now, when you fear the Lord, and when you show mercy to others, you can guarantee that the mercy of the Lord is going to be in your life. Now, there is a story that I want to tell us in Matthew chapter 18. From verses 23 through 35. Now I'm going to paraphrase most of it, but I will read some of it if you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 18. Now this story talks about forgiveness and so forth like that, but the aspect of the story that I want to bring out is the mercy aspect. Now many of us may know this story, you know, as a lesson in forgiveness, you know, but I want to share the story with us, you know, as a lesson in showing mercy. Now, of course, Peter asked the Lord, how many times should my brother sin against me and so forth? And 7 times before I forgive him? And the Lord said, no, not just 7 times, but 70 times, 7 times. That's 490 times. So He gave a parable. You know, Jesus, He gives all these parables to bring out a point. It says, verse 23 of Matthew 18, therefore the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he began to reckon, one was brought unto him that owed him 10,000 talents. Now, in the margin of my Bible here, they translated that as $52 million. Now, I don't know how they computed that, but, you know, they said it's equal to $52 million. Well, maybe some of us cannot comprehend what $52 million is. Well, maybe you can comprehend what $10,000 is. See, so let's stay with that. You know, assuming he even owed, assuming a talent was a dollar, then he owed at least $10,000. Now, for as much as he could not pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and a payment should be made. And the servant fell down and washed it and said, Lord, have patience on me, and I will pay you all, and so on. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and he loosed him and forgave him the debt. Now, so this is the story. It talks about forgiveness. See, but we're going to bring out the mercy part. Now, that same servant, he went out and found another servant like himself that owed him 100 pence. Now, so it's kind of like this other person owed him 1 penny, whereas he himself owed all these hundreds of thousands of dollars. And his master had mercy on him, forgave him, and so forth. But he turned around, and here's what he did to somebody that owed him much, 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 much less than what he himself owed. Here's what he did. And the same servant went out and found his fellow servant, which owed him 100 pence, which is, you know, if you consider the ratio that they used here, the 100 pence here, they said, is equal to $44. Whereas the 10,000 talents is equal to $52,000. So that's a huge ratio. But whichever way you want to understand it, even if it's a penny versus $10,000, you can use that to try to imagine what's going on here. Now, so in any case, he asked this fellow servant to pay me what you owe. And his servant, his fellow servant fell down and besought him, saying, have patience on me and I will pay you all. You know, I don't have money right now and so forth. But he would not. So he went and cast his fellow servant into prison till he should pay the debt. Now, I said this before. How in the world is he going to pay the debt when he's in prison? See, when he was working, he couldn't pay the debt. So now you put him in prison, how in the world is he going to pay? So he's going to rot away in prison. See, because this guy had no mercy on him and so forth. And when the other fellow servants saw what was done, you know, they were really upset. So they went and told the master, you know, what was done. And so his Lord now called him and said, see, oh, thou wicked servant, see, I forgave thee all that debt. See, why? Because I had mercy on you. Shouldest thou not also have had compassion or mercy on thy fellow servant, even as I had mercy or pity on you? See, so one person received mercy from the Lord, but he did not turn around and extend the same hand of mercy to others. And this example here is saying, and the Lord was wrath, and he delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was done. Now, Jesus said, so likewise shall my heavenly Father. Now, you don't want any part of that. You don't want God to deliver you to the tormentors. You know, you don't want the shield, because the Bible says, for everyone that feareth the name of the Lord, and so forth, the angel of the Lord encampeth around them. You don't want the Lord to remove that. If he did, it would be like delivering you to the tormentors. He said, and he delivered this man to the tormentors, and so forth, and all these other things. You know, you say, well, why do I have some of these things in my life? Perhaps you're not showing mercy in your life. See, maybe that's why, maybe all of these things and so forth. But today, we want to concentrate on the mercy of the Lord. And we want to remember every day to be able to show forth his goodness and his mercy. To thank him for his mercy in our life and to extend the same mercy unto others. Now, I'm going to switch this message for just a minute and talk about something, you know, so important that the Lord wanted me to close this by. It's going to be a short message. I want to go back to Exodus. I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 25. Now, in Exodus 25 and many other chapters of Exodus, but I don't have time to read them all. I'm just going to pick a few verses from Exodus 25 here. This is the place where the Lord, he gave a commandment to Moses to build the ark and so forth. And he showed him, you know, said, well, you have to build everything the way I've shown you and so forth. You know, so he told him what to do. He gave him dimensions. He told him how to build this and how to put that together and so forth. Now, if you don't know the story, it's a long story, spanning many chapters. I don't have time to read all of it, so I'm going to. You can read it on yourself, you know, on your own. You can read chapter 25. And there's many other chapters after that, you know, but I want to just take a few verses, you know, out of 25 right here. Now, he says in Exodus chapter 25. He begins to tell him, according to all that I showed thee. That's verse 9. After the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments and so forth. And he told him that, let them make an ark of shooting wood, 2 cubits and so forth. So he begins to tell him the dimensions of this ark. Now, for those of you that may understand this or may not, you know, of course, we know the ark was called the ark of the testimony, and it represented the presence of God in those days. You know, so God began to show him, you know, how to create, you know, make something that looked like what he saw, and told him all the dimensions and so forth. And he even told him what to put inside in verse 16, put the testimony, which is the commandments that the Lord gave Moses. He said, put it inside and so forth. And verse 17, and thou shalt make a mercy seat. Now that's the one I'm going to this morning. I'm switching this a little bit to talk about the mercy seat. Thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. And he told him the dimensions, 2 cubits and a half and so forth like that, you know. And he told him how to do it. And thou shalt make the cherubims and all of these things, you know. So he told him what to do with it and so forth. Now verse 21. And thou, I want you to take notice of this. If you are not looking at your Bible, you should be for this next verse, because this is where I'm going with this message. Exodus 25 and 21. Now, and thou shalt put the mercy seat above, not beneath the ark, not side by side to the ark, but above the ark. And in the ark thou shalt put the testimony and so forth. Now, even for some believers that understand what ark and the glory of God and so forth, they're so focused on the ark that they miss their mercy seat. Now, their mercy seat is on top of the ark. And there, at the mercy seat, will I meet with thee. And I will commune with thee. So from above the mercy seat, so the Lord himself is above the mercy seat, and he puts the mercy seat above the ark. See? And he asked him to put it all, you see, between the cherubims and so forth like that. Even as I gave commandments. So he tells it. Now, everything that God does for us, and that he has been doing since Genesis through Revelation, all ends at the mercy seat. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Well, aren't you glad it is the mercy seat and not the judgment seat? Well, for some people, it will be the judgment seat of Christ. But to those that receive his mercy, it is the mercy seat. Now for me, every day, I see the Lord sitting on his mercy seat. I don't see him sitting on the judgment seat, because we are already passed from judgment unto life. So we are passed from death unto life already. For us, he is sitting at the mercy seat. And he put the mercy seat on top of the ark. See, because that's what it's all about. For even the glory of the Lord and the presence of the Lord to visit with the people, it is of his mercies. Everything that he does is of his mercies. So I want you to think of that this morning. And while you're thinking of it, turn with me to Revelation chapter 5. Now the Lord, wanting to make sure that the person whom he has appointed heir of all things. See, when the Lord put down, it's kind of like he wrote the book that will give the title to everything that the Lord has. And he sealed it up 7 times and said, well, lest there be any controversy, lest there be any dispute, the one that can open the book, he will be the rightful heir to all things. Now, so when he sealed the book, which contains the title deed to all things. He showed John a revelation concerning this book. And in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, I saw a book written within and on the backside, and the book was sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel that proclaimed the saying, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" Now, notice the answer to that question. "And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, nor anywhere else, if I may add, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much." Now that's John. "I wept much because there was no man found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereupon." Now as John was weeping, here's what happened. One of the elders said unto him in this vision that he was looking at, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, he has prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain." So now this lamb, it looked as if it was already slain, because he was slain from the foundation of the world. That's also the mercy of the Lord. He provided a way for our redemption even before the world began. "This lamb was slain. He had the 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth throughout the earth. And he went and took the book out of the hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he took the book, everything fell down at his foot. The 24 elders, everybody and so forth, fell down, began to worship and proclaim that, 'Thou art worthy.'" See? And all that, and gave him obeisance and worshiped him and so forth. "And when he did, he began to open the seal." Now this was the Lord. He was the only one that was found worthy to open that book. And here is my question to you this morning. Aren't you happy that it is the Lord that could open that book? Now, if that book had been in the hand of somebody else, nobody here would be saved today. Because what people do is they judge you and they put you down. See? And they will never forgive your sins. But the Lord, because of his mercy, because his mercy endureth forever, it will carry you clear on through eternity. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Sure, the mercy of the Lord is with you right now, and it will also carry you clear on through eternity. It's guaranteed. It will never run out. His mercy endureth forever. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, it is him that, with him that we have to do. And he is the one that had the right to open the book. And I am so glad. Now David, one time the Lord told him, "Well, you see, what would you like me to do because of the great sin that he committed?" And he said, you know, the Lord said, "Well, I put you in the hand of your enemies, or I do all of these things and so forth." And he gave him some choices. And David said, I want to fall into the hand of the Lord because he is merciful. And his mercy endure forever. Now your enemies, when they get you down, they'll never forgive you. See, and when you're down, they'll finish you up. But the Lord, when you are down, he'll lift you up. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Bible says, when men are cast down, that you will say unto them, there is a lifting up. The mercies of the Lord will reach down to your level, and he will pick you up, and he will lift you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Everything that we have from the Lord is because of his mercy. And we are so privileged to have his mercy today. And the mercy is the highest place. The mercy seat is the highest place in the throne of God. He puts it even above the ark, He sits on his throne of mercy looking at all of us today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you will receive his mercy today, oh boy, the mercy of the Lord intended forever. It endured forever. It will bring life and fulfillment in your life. Now, if you don't receive his mercy, then you are going to have to deal with the severity of the Lord, which is, he doesn't pardon, not that he doesn't pardon, but he doesn't overlook iniquity. See, he'll pardon you if you confess your sins, but he will by no means clear the guilty. See, if you don't confess and you stay in your sins, or if you don't believe that he is the one that is going to show you mercy, then he says you shall die in your sins. But if you believe and receive the mercy of the Lord, then he will not only clear you, he will give you eternal life. But if you don't, then he will by no means clear the guilty. And he will continue in his mercy unto the children of God and unto the sons of men as long as they fear the name of the Lord. I'd like us to stand to our feet this morning and turn with me to Psalm 136. Stand to your feet this morning, if you would, please. Psalm 136, and let us proclaim the mercy of the Lord together this morning. How many of you say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Let us proclaim the mercy of the Lord together. And if you want this mercy, his mercy is so rich and full this morning. If you need mercy of the Lord concerning anything in your life, that mercy is here for you today. The Bible says he has remembered us in our low estate, and his mercy will lift you up. Anything that you are believing God for, his mercy is present today to help you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I want us to read the entire Psalm 136 together. And here is the way I'm going to read it. I want to read the first part of each sentence, each verse, and I want the congregation to respond with the for his good and his mercy endure forever part of it. Everybody got it? So I'll read the first part and you respond with the second part. Let's do it. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him alone that doeth great wonders. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. To him that made great lights. The sun to rule by day. And the moon and the stars to rule by night. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. And brought out Israel from among them. With a strong hand and with a straight out arm. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him which led his people through the wilderness. To him which smote great kings. And slew famous kings. Sihon, the king of the Amorites. And Og, the king of Bashan. And gave their land for an heritage. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant. To him who remembered us in our low estate. And had redeemed us from our enemies. Who giveth food to all flesh. And let's read the last verse together. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven for his mercy endureth forever. Let's give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Yes. Oh, come on now. Come on. You can do better than that. Oh, yes. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Now, if you know this morning that the Lord has redeemed you from your enemies. If you know this morning that the Lord has remembered you in your low estate, then I want you to shout the victory. Yes. Oh, yes. I want you to say, praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Say it again, praise the Lord. For the Lord is true. And his mercy endureth forever. And if you want to experience this mercy like never before, all you have to do is humble yourself before the Lord. You say, the mercy of the Lord is with them that fear him, and I humble themselves before him. If you humble yourself before the Lord this morning, his mercy will always be with you. And if you show mercy to others, blessed are the merciful, for they themselves shall obtain mercy. The mercy of the Lord will always be with you if you have mercy on others. And if you fear the Lord, blessed be the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our hands and let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the mercy of the Lord that endureth to all generations. And your mercy is with them that fear you, even to children's children. Your tender mercies, your loving kindness is over all your works and over all your people here this morning. And we give you the praise. And we give you the glory. Praise the name of Jesus. Now those of you that say, I want this mercy of the Lord to be more evident in my life, I'm going to make a special prayer for you that the Lord will reveal this mercy to you. See, the mercy of the Lord is already present, but he will remove the scale of your heart so that you might see it. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let us pray this morning. Father, Lord, reveal your mercy to everyone that is here present. And those that feel discouraged and feel down this morning, the Bible said the Lord loves you and his mercy is with you. It is of the Lord's mercy that you are even alive this morning. It is of the Lord's mercy anything that you have in life. It is of the Lord's mercy. And the hope that we have for even eternal life is of the mercy of the Lord. Now, if you are here this morning and you don't have this hope of eternal life, I'd like to pray with you this morning. If you say, I want to experience this mercy of the Lord. Now, David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. He knew that. Now, if perhaps you don't know it because you have not really turned your life over to the Lord. See, as we said last week, the Lord, he cannot help you unless you cry unto him. You must cry unto the Lord, and he will deliver you. If you cry unto him for his mercy this morning, his mercy will be revealed unto you. Now, if you want prayer for the mercy of the Lord to take over every part of your life, you must be willing to submit yourself unto the Lord. The Bible says the whole commandment of God and everything is, you know, this is the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. If you will fear the Lord this morning, then you can receive his mercy. We never want to leave an opportunity, we never want to miss an opportunity to invite people to Christ. So if you are here this morning and you want to experience this mercy of the Lord in a special way, I want you to step out loud and come forward. Now, if you are ashamed of his mercy, you will never receive it. But you must ask for his mercy. That's the way that you receive it. In any part of your life. And if you want that mercy this morning, come on, oh, come on out and we'll pray with you. And the Lord is going to bless your heart. And if you have received the grace of God, the Bible says, do not receive this grace of God in vain. You must show the mercy unto others. I want everybody all over this audience, let's lift up our hands and worship him this morning for his mercy. And I want you to say, to sing this song with me just to bless the name of the Lord. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. This is Psalm 103. forgiveth all my iniquities. And who healeth all my diseases. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 103. And let's read verses 1 and 5 together. And we're going to sing a song out of that verse 1. Just to worship the Lord and to say the Lord is good. And to lift up his praise this morning. Psalm 103, I want us to read verses 1 through 5 together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities, and who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Has the Lord crowned you with tender mercies this morning? Has the Lord given you a crown of life? Has he redeemed your life from destruction? Has he forgiven your iniquities? Then we should praise the name of the Lord this morning. He said, praise the Lord, O my soul. And everybody praise the Lord. For his mercy is everlasting. And let us praise the name of the Lord. I think we have a slide for that. Oh my soul, everybody praise the Lord. For his mercy is everlasting. I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh my soul, everybody praise the Lord. For his mercy everlasting, I will praise the Lord. Come on everybody, let's praise him. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, everybody praise the Lord. For his mercy is everlasting, I will praise the Lord.